Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our show in Oklahoma City on September 23rd. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Esther Will from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, how are things in Tampa?
Hot.
So apparently your immediate family is here. Nice to see you. What do you do there in Tampa?
I do menu engineering for restaurants.
Menu engineering?
Yes.
How, what is involved in engineering a menu? Make it so that it folds in the middle. No, seriously, what goes into engineering a menu?
Well, we do mainly pricing. So if you were to open up a Peter's Pie Shop, I would tell you what to charge for your pies.
Isn't the answer always as much as humanly possible?
Pretty much.
Well, Esther, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, fill in that last word or phrase correctly. Do that two times, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
Yes.
Here's your first limerick.
At me, the girl fish let their lust flash. I'm well-groomed, which makes hearts in their bus dash. The ladies all flip at my hairy lip. The molly fish all dig a...
mustache.
Right. It seems hipster girls aren't the only rare species attracted to guys with mustaches. According to a new study by German biologist Ingo Schlupp, female Mexican mollyfish also prefer males with fuzzy upper lips. Schlupp and her associates paired females with male mollies, some with whiskery faces, some without, and in every case, the females schlupped the mustached fish. All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
Roller coasters give me a surprise. My mouth's open while I close my eyes. The bugs buzz around while I zoom up and down. So I'm swallowing too many
flies.
Right. It probably seemed like such a cool idea to put a roller coaster in a forest like the British theme park Alton Towers did. Because, you know, there are so many bugs there that riders in the roller coaster can actually consume enough protein during the ride that an overpriced lunch becomes unnecessary. After many person-bug collisions on the ride, Alton Towers is now spraying down the ride with bug spray. Area flies are lamenting the loss of their favorite ride, Speeding Mouths of Doom. Here is your last limerick.
Wonder Woman once gave skirts a chance, but with fashions she still must advance. She keeps stopping crime and keeps up with time. She's finally wearing some...
pants.
Right. Executives at DC Comics have decided it's time to dress the 69-year-old Wonder Woman in something a bit more age-appropriate than her classic bustier, micro-skirt, and knee-high boots. Something, quote, more functional and less costumey, or so said the New York Times. The choice, a sensible jacket and stretchy pants. This was a compromise after the first idea, a velour jumpsuit and mall walkers, was rejected. Carl, how did Esther do in our quiz?
Esther did very well, Peter. Three correct answers. Esther, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.